This week's parsha describes how Yaakov Avinu traveled to Charan, built a family, made a parnasa, and then Yaakov runs away from Laban's house. Laban chases after him, and there's a dramatic encounter between the two. Finally, at the parsha, Yaakov Avinu bids farewell to Laban, and we'd expect the parsha to end right there. But the Torah adds two extra psukim. It says, "V'Yaakov halach l'darko v'yifku bo malachei Elokim." Yaakov meets Malachim. Malachim. As Chazal explained, these were Malachim from Eretz Yisrael who were coming to accompany Yaakov Avinu and his family back home. The question is, why are these two psukim so important that the Torah puts them in at the end of this long, long parsha? What's so important about these psukim? It almost seems anticlimactic to end on this note. I heard once a beautiful answer that perhaps there's a great lesson that the Torah wants to teach us. When Yaakov Avinu first sets out on his journey to Charan at the beginning of the parsha, he has a dream. Sulam Utsavartza, Rosha Magia Shamaima, Malachi Elokim, Olim V'Yordimbo. He dreams about Malachim. Yaakov is dreaming dreams of Ruchnis. He's fresh off his 14-year stint at Yeshiva, and he has She'ifos. He has she'ifos for godless, for greatness. You could see it in his dreams. But Yaakov Avinu can't spend the rest of his life in the comfort of his dreams. He has to become involved in the world. He has to make a parnasa, build a family, and deal with an unfriendly father-in-law. All too often, when the demands and the pressures of life take hold of people, they slip from their level of kedusha. They can't remain as pure, they don't remain as committed to mitzvos and masim tovim as they once were. They're not as focused on spiritual matters. Perhaps that's why the Torah tells us about Machanoim. To teach us that Yaakov Avinu was different. That even after he left the comfort and the calm of yeshiva, even after he encountered difficulties in life, he didn't change. He was the same Yaakov Avinu that he always was. He was the same dreamer. What's on his mind? Malachim, Ruchnius. He's dreaming about growing in Torah and in Yerushalayim. This is such an important lesson for all of us. It's not easy to keep dreaming, to remain committed to Torah and mitzvos, even as we become more and more involved in mundane pursuits. But that's one of the challenges of life. Of course, the first step is to have the right dreams. That's what our years here at Yeshiva are for, to help us develop into B'nai Torah, with proper goals and proper she'ifos. But then, even after we leave yeshiva, we have to be sure that we continue to dream the right dreams. Sometimes we might have to navigate some rough waters, but it's important not to forget what the focus should be and what the goal should be. If we keep our eye on the goal, if we keep our heart on the mission, and hopefully, no matter what happens to us, we'll continue to dream this wonderful dream of Ruchnius, the dream of Torah and mitzvos, no matter where life takes us. Good chance.